after all, her eyes will be opened, and in some sense she will see the difference between good and evil. She will determine it for herself. God himself says so at the end of the chapter. The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil, 3:22. And yet, this is an entirely subversive promise. God knows good and evil with a knowledge of omniscience. He knows all that has been, all that is, all that will be, all that might be under different circumstances. He knows it all, including what evil is. But the woman is going to learn about evil by personal experience. She is going to learn about it by becoming evil. An illustration may help. My wife is a cancer survivor. She is a fairly high-risk survivor, and so the doctors still watch her very closely. The oncologists know a great deal about the disease from the outside. She knows cancer from the inside. God knows all there is to know about sin, but not by becoming a sinner. The woman will find out about the knowledge of good and evil from the inside. In that sense, what the serpent promises is a total lie. Indeed, the expression in Hebrew, the knowledge of good and evil, is often used in places where to have the knowledge of good and evil is to have the ability to pronounce what is good and pronounce what is evil. That's what God had done, if you recall. He had made something and declared that it was good, 1:10. He made something else and it was good, 1:12, 18, 21, 25. He finished his work of creation and it was very good, 1:31. For God has this sovereign, grounded in infinite knowledge ability to pronounce what is good. Now this woman wants this godlike function. God says, in effect, it is not good to eat that particular fruit, you will die. But if she does, instead of delighting in the wisdom of her Maker, she is pronouncing, independently, her own choices as to what is good and evil. She is becoming like God, claiming the sort of independence that belongs only to God, the self-existence that belongs only to God, the moral absoluteness that belongs only to God. To be like God, to achieve this by defying Him, perhaps even outwitting Him, this is an intoxicating program. This means that God Himself must from now on be regarded, consciously or not, as at least a rival and maybe an enemy. I pronounce my own good, thank you very much, and I do not need you to tell me what I may or may not do. Doubtless, here is where we need to think a little more about this tree. What was the fruit? There is no biblical text that says it was an apple, as if God really hates apples but is rather partial to pineapples and pears. It is not necessary to suppose that the fruit is magical, such that by ingesting it, whatever it is, a switch suddenly goes on in the brain, the chemistry changes, and now you suddenly start pronouncing.